AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House and Senate continue to work on reaching an agreement on President Biden's infrastructure plan. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
President Joe Biden re-entered negotiations on a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package Monday, but the key stumbling block remains how to pay for it. The president hosted two key Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, at the White House, and later the two senators met with others in the bipartisan group at the Capitol. One Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, and one Democrat, Senator John Tester of Montana, emerged sounding upbeat. Collins told reporters there was significant progress. Tester said the bipartisan group is very close to having a full proposal that could come together as soon as Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Senate is also expected to hold a test vote tomorrow on the House passed For the People Act, which, if passed, would be the largest overhaul of U.S. voting procedures in a generation. It's clear the Democrats in the split 50-50 Senate will be unable to open debate, blocked by a likely filibuster. They need 10 GOP senators to switch sides to get the 60 votes needed to overcome the filibuster. Three people, including a police officer, a gunman, and a possible Good Samaritan, are dead in a shooting in broad daylight in Arvada, Colorado, a suburb of Denver. Deputy Police Chief Ed Brady tells KMGH the shooting was an isolated incident.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, family, and friends. One suspect has also been shot and killed, and his identity will be released by the coroner's office. There is no threat to the public at this point. We are not searching for anyone else.
The Arvada officer's death, just the third in police department history, was especially painful after the mass shooting in a grocery store in nearby Boulder. This is AP News. The Supreme Court, on a unanimous 9-0 vote, rules the NCAA cannot restrict education-related benefits, such as computers and paid internships, that Division I colleges can offer their sports stars. Former Clemson football player Martin Jenkins says the decision will allow players to complete their educations.
Even moving forward, if they don't make it to the next level, which is the majority, now they have an opportunity to continue their education and continue doing things that's provided by the school, and in our opinion, was 1,000% earned.
The high court ruling does not decide whether students can simply be paid salaries for the benefits their efforts bring and the tens of millions of dollars for many universities. In a separate opinion, Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote, however, traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising enterprise on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.